Okay, thank you, Nicholas. It's been about 5 weeks now, so I don't have the same kind of excuse as before. But yes, I did break my femur bone while skiing in February, which is a lesson for anyone who rents their skis to make sure that your bindings are set correctly, because it was a very silly accident. But I've been recovering fine, and if anything, it's been a testament for how small of a circle this industry really is, because within a week of having the accident in my surgery, I was getting notes from people who I hadn't even told yet within the shipping circle. So thank you to everyone for your thoughtfulness as I've been recovering. But my goal is to be crutches-free very soon. But Nicholas, thank you to you and your team. City is once again pleased to sponsor many of your events, but in particular this day in New York, where we have a team setting up investor meetings in parallel for most of the companies who are participating alongside this track. Today marks, I believe, day 59 of the first 100 days of our new president in the United States. This is a period of time which we know that the world is always watching closely, and in particular this year, we have been garnering a lot of attention both locally and internationally. I prefer to avoid getting myself into trouble by discussing politics, so I'm not going to go into that here. But what I would observe is that the first few months of 2017 have also been an incredibly dynamic period for the maritime sector as well. We have seen various takeover offers made and rejected within the tanker space by boards and management teams. We've seen one on its way to being successful in the dry bulk space. We have seen continued consolidation within the container sector. We have witnessed management teams make tough corporate finance decisions, with several of the marquee publicly listed companies in the U.S. adjusting their dividend policies. We've seen the MLPs start to re-access capital and start to show that their models can start to work again and deliver growth to their businesses and to their investors. We've heard about loan portfolio transactions at various banks, which have had a long history in shipping. And we've seen various companies creatively access new sources of capital, whether that be through sale and leasebacks, through private placement, or joint ventures. All of these events should certainly provide us with much topic to discuss and debate today. So as we all come together today to exchange views and debate what's happening in this sector, I wish all of you a very dynamic discussion. Thank you again to Nicholas and his team, to Olga, to Eleni, to all of you for organizing. We at Citi look forward to a great day with all of you and catching up in the halls afterwards. Thank you very much.